Ben Goldberg has been a staple of San Francisco's improvising scene since putting together the new Klezmer Trio 2 decades ago. More recently, as a member of the quartet Tin Hat, he's set E.E. Cummings' poems to music. In between, he's recorded in a wide variety of settings, sometimes including other prominent Bay Area players, as on 2 new albums for different quintets. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has this review.
Ben Goldberg's harmonization of Bob Dylan's loose version of the country tune Satisfied Mind. It comes out like a 19th century field holler in modern dress. Old and new often get mixed up in Goldberg's music. The clarinetist first made his name playing avant-garde klezmer, as if that traditional style had never stopped evolving. His new album, Subatomic Particle Homesick Blues, was inspired by the stately counterpoint in Bach chorales. But the spontaneous counterpoint threaded through Ben Goldberg's quintet music sounds more like an update of old New Orleans jazz. His frontline partners are tenor saxophonist Joshua Redman and trumpeter Ron Miles. Devin Hoff on bass and Chess Smith on drums, with Ben Goldberg playing new music with an old feeling. Old and new music share so many characteristics, it can be hard to sort one out from the other, let alone do something truly new. But that's okay. Reinventing wheels keeps venerable ideas sounding fresh. Sometimes, musicians revisit classic strategies just to make them their own. Goldberg's tune, Who Died and Where I Moved To, revives that 1960s Latin jazz beat, the boogaloo. Ben Goldberg soloing on the big contralto clarinet. He mostly plays that monster horn on his other new quintet album, Unfold Ordinary Mind. This one has 2 tenor players, Goldberg regular Rob Sudduth and New York's Ellery Eskelin. They make a great tag team. There are more good tunes and spirited collectives, but the clarinetist approaches the music from another direction. Usually he rides on top of the ensemble. On contralto clarinet, he's this band's bass player. The album Unfold Ordinary Mind has a harder edge. The players who set the tone are returning drummer Chess Smith, who's always ready to rock out, and guitarist Nels Klein, who lost none of his improviser cred after joining the band Wilco. On Stemwinder, Klein puts rockish swagger and vintage blues licks to good use over a cushion of moaning reeds. Unfold Ordinary Mind was recorded 4 years after Ben Goldberg's other new release, Subatomic Particle Homesick Blues. In between, he had a quartet with funky guitarist Charlie Hunter, who inspired Ben to sharpen up his own sense of groove. Some of Goldberg's new tunes sound like forgotten pop songs. That air of familiarity keeps the music's feet on the ground, even when the improvisers start to fly away.
Kevin Whitehead writes for A Point of Departure, Downbeat, and E-Music, and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Unfold Ordinary Mind and Subatomic Particle Homesick Blues, albums featuring clarinetist and composer Ben Goldberg with two different quintets. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.